Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken about by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of someone shouting in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And the same John had clothing of camel's hair, and a leather girdle around his hips, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem went out to him, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized by him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Produce therefore fruits appropriate for repentance, and don't think to say inside yourselves, We have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees, therefore every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water for repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to carry. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to John to be baptized by him. But John told him, No, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? And Jesus answering said to him, Allow it to be so now, because this is what we have to do to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed it. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up directly out of the water, and see, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and landing on him. And see, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.